This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Welcome to All Sides. I'm your host, Amy Jurevich. It's our spring membership drive. More about that in just a moment. Along with the warmer weather comes spring cleaning. Many people are not just clearing out what they've accumulated over the winter, but possibly over a lifetime. Downsizing and decluttering are not only a rite of spring, but also a lifestyle. Matt Paxton is a downsizing, decluttering, and hoarding expert. He's the host of the Discovery Channel's Filthy Fortunes. He has also hosted the PBS show Legacy List with Matt Paxton, and he's the co-author of the book Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff. Declutter, downsize, and move forward with your life. Matt Paxton, welcome back to All Sides.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you became a decluttering and downsizing expert kind of by accident. You were trying to figure out what to do with your life when your dad unfortunately got sick, and you did get to spend some precious time with him at the end of his life, but then you were left with a lifetime worth of stuff, and you were only in your 20s. Can you tell me about that time?
Yeah, I was a deeply immature 23-year-old kid, and my dad, and actually three other losses. That same year, I had my dad, my stepdad, and both my grandfathers all passed away, and I was out of work because I was not really succeeding in life, and so I had to clean out everybody's houses, and it was devastating. You know, I was lost, I was sad, I was tragic, and like a lot of listeners now, you know, you don't want to clean up the house, you generationally have to, and so I was just lost. And all the people I would have reached out to for help had all passed away. And I had this vision by like the second house. My grandfather had always said to me, if something really, really sucks, do it as a job because other people will pay you to do it because they don't want to do it. And that voice from my grandfather, I mean, not to get dramatic, but like that gave me strength and gave me power. And then I fell in love with it, like fell in love with it by the end of the year. And I've been doing it for 26 years.
Yeah, that's really interesting to say. If it's a task that sucks, that nobody else wants to do.
I mean, it's wonderful business plan. It was a horrible thing at that point in my life, but now, I mean, fast forward, I got seven kids. I tell my kids that story every day. You know, like I mean, it is a very powerful message. And the irony was, I was in his farm. I was cleaning out his farm, and finding, you know, stuff from the war and finding stuff from the Depression and, you know, finding really fascinating things. And I think that's the part I didn't respect. And you take some gray hair and some time to understand how much history you actually found. Like, we look at the short term. Oh, this is sad. I got to take a week off of work. I miss everybody. But man, I mean, now I praise families. I'm like, man, you get to go through 3 to 4 generations of stuff and really set the tone for the next 4 generations to know who their family are. And so I really have flipped my messaging on this. I mean, I think it's the greatest opportunity in the world to clean out a loved one's house, because you get to find incredible stories of strength and power and perseverance and things that we don't necessarily see in our generation.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love my job. If you can't tell.
Yes, I can tell. And that idea of flipping the script, you know, decluttering and downsizing can be a very emotional task, but if you don't look at it as a horrible chore, but kind of as a destination, does that help?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, being positive is a choice. Being positive is you choose to be positive or you don't. I mean, my gosh, in the world we live in right now, you can choose to wake up and be bombarded with negative, regardless of what side you're on. You can choose the negativity or you can choose the positivity. And I think I've been lucky to learn that in life early, you know, for 26 years. I practice and believe in positivity. And I think downsizing is a great chore to say, okay, I'm going to make the best of this for the next hour. And I'm going to find the good in it, not the bad in it.
That's a great way to look at it. You know, your book, Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff, Declutter, Downsize, and Move Forward with Your Life. It breaks down decluttering and downsizing into a series of steps. Now, we probably, during this hour, we'll go through some of those steps. We probably won't be able to go through all of them. Do you have a favorite step that you featured in your book?
Yeah, start small. Step number 2. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's where most people fail. So Here's the trick in decluttering and downsizing. You just don't quit. It's that simple. Just don't quit. And every step in there is about quitting. And I guess I should tell the backstory of the book. I wrote the book. I've been cleaning houses for 20 years at that point. I've been on Hoarders for 15 years. I mean, I thought I knew everything about cleaning and downsizing. And then I fell in love with a lady and I had to move myself. I had to move me and my sons to Georgia from Richmond, Virginia. And it's very easy for me to get on a radio show and tell all your listeners what they need to do because it's their stuff. I'm telling them what to do. I'm giving them advice. It was a lot harder when I got into my attic and I had to go through my grandfather's stuff and my stuff of failed marriages and you know, childhood dreams. And you know, I had to go through. It was very easy until it was my stuff. And all of a sudden, I got into my attic and I was like, oh, this is what my clients are going through. And so I actually had to rewrite the book. I called AARP. I was like, guys, this book sucks. Like I'm stuck. I'm stuck. And so it was Pink Random House and AARP. I called them and they were like, well, you can change the book, but it's due, you know, next month. And so I literally sat in the attic that week and I went through every emotion. And so this book goes through emotions, not steps. It's framed out in steps, but it's, again, it's that mindset switch. And if you read the book, you're going to realize like, I'm really pushing to go through the emotions that you're going through. Don't hide around those because that's what we quit. Again, that's why we quit. We get into the emotions and we think, oh, nobody wants my stuff. Nobody cares. This cost a lot of money. We go through the whole justification list, right? And then we're like, eh, all right, I just won't do it at all. And then we don't move. And then we're stuck for a year. And then life happens. And it's another year. And so the point here is to keep you from quitting. And so, long story short, for me, the most important step is to start small. Most people will try to take off huge chunk. They're like, well, we're gonna do the whole garage this weekend. And when I give a class about this book, I always say, hey, look, I make the whole room. I said, raise your hand. Like I was in California last week. I did eight of these, eight different communities. And I said, raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. And you've been in the house 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and the hands don't drop. And let me tell you, Midwest Ohio, same thing. Average number in Ohio is 35 years in the house. So 35 years. Do you really think you can knock it out in a 3-day holiday weekend? 35 years of holidays, birthdays. I mean, the audience I'm working with, man, you know, you're just sitting in the dining room and it's like, hey man, you know, your mom found out she'd be the first woman to go to college and get an education in this room. You went through, you celebrated divorce, you know, you celebrated marriages, you celebrated kids, like you did all these memories at this dining room table. And you're gonna knock all that out in 3 days. It's silly, right? And I make fun of it on purpose because you need humor or it's really tough. But I tell people it should take a year and you should start really small, like 10, 15 minutes the first week. And start in a non-emotional room. Like if you're a widow, don't start in your husband's closet where you can smell his clothes and you can feel him. Like that's the like start in your junk drawer, right? Like in the junk drawer is it's in your kitchen, it's the top left drawer. It's filled with like rubber bands that don't work anymore, pins that don't work anymore, and those Bed Bath and Beyond coupons. The
Yes.
20% off, you
When
know, and like,
there's no more Bed Bath and Beyond, so
exactly. But
yeah.
like people hold on to them and they're like, well, they're coming back. And I'm like, oh, so we're gonna hold a coupon for a store that doesn't exist anymore in hopes that it possibly maybe comes back and you still have to drive across town and spend $8 in gas to save $5 on some pillowcases that you don't need.
You're listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we're asking you to support this radio station. We are a nonprofit public service radio station. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We have a wonderful thank you gift this hour to help you declutter and downsize. For $10 a month, you can get the book, Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff, Declutter, Downsize, and Move Forward with Your Life. This book is written by our guest today, Matt Paxton. And it will give you a fail-proof approach to decluttering. The book will help you sift through years of clutter, let go what no longer serves you, and identify the items worth keeping. The idea behind this book is to focus on living in the present. You could get this great book for $10 a month as a sustainer. That's a one-time gift of $120 when you give today at WOSU.org or call us 866-897-9678. We have a second gift to talk about this hour as well. It's a one-year membership to Artifacts. This is a website that helps you save memories. You choose an object, take a picture, and add a story. This is a digital way to organize your stuff and capture the meaning behind the object. We'll talk more about the service with our guest this hour, but you can get a one-year membership today and support public radio that's $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. You could also get both the book and the membership for $20 a month when you pick the Matt Paxton combo at our website. Your gift in any amount supports public radio and supports this local show. Give right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I want to say thank you to Ann Nelson in Westerville. Thank you, Ann, for making your gift of support. And she made the donation in honor of her grandson, Shade. So thank you, Ann, for making your gift today. We also heard from Irene Snyder of Columbus, who wants to thank WOSU for bringing us the facts every day. Thank you, Irene, for your gift this hour. Again, that's 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. And we are talking with Matt Paxton. He's hosted several TV shows about decluttering and was a featured cleaner on Hoarders. We're talking today about downsizing and decluttering. Matt, I wanted to talk to you about your 10-minute sweep. That's a part of your book. When people are overwhelmed and don't know where to begin, you talk about doing 10-minute sweeps, which is literally actually spending 10 minutes a day. So tell me about this method.
Yeah, it just extends on our start small. Like, people want to take on too much too fast. And I compare downsizing to weight loss all the time because both of them are the easiest thing to quit. And so if you're going to run a marathon, you're not going to start tomorrow on the day one on 26.2 miles. You're going to maybe walk 30 minutes. So that's what this is. 10-minute sweep is you walking. It's you starting. And again, you start in a small area, a non-emotional area, just 10 minutes. Because anybody, you can do anything in 10 minutes. And so this is a trick. Again, this is just to get you to learn that you can do it and that you're not going to quit. And so I'm straight up telling you, this is a trick, and it's a very effective trick. It works. And so you start small, 10, 15 minutes every night, four nights, five nights in a row. That's it. And it's not about what you did accomplish. It's that you prove to yourself that you can accomplish something. Because most of us are, well, about half of us are downsizing with a partner. And it never fails. If you're decluttering by yourself, it's a lot easier, actually. It's sad, but it's a lot easier. If you're with a partner, one of you is focused on what you did achieve today, and the other one is focused on what you have not yet achieved. Mm. And it's every partnership. I promise you, I've been working in houses for 25 years. And you know which one you are, by the way. I just said that because the other one's looking at you like smiling and pointing right now. And so what I really want to push here is this 10-minute sweep gets you both on the same time frame. And it gets you based because you both want the same thing. You want the house cleaned up. You want the stuff to let go so it doesn't hold you back. But our natural relationships and our natural characteristics come out. And this is where it gets you. So starting small allows you to actually evolve with your partner and get you aligned on the same thing.
Have you found that a lot where one partner just loves to hold on to stuff and can't seem to find a way to let go, and the other person is begging them to let it go?
Yeah. And it's funny to me. I meet families. I'm like, you guys beat cancer. You beat raising children. Like, you beat all this stuff. You beat the 80s, right? Like, you beat all this stuff. And you're going to let like a grandfather clock and a dining room table break you up. Like, it's crazy to me, you know? And I have to remind them like of all the things they've overcome. And downsizing is really, it's really a communication and a mindset situation. I mean, I know people are trying to hear the tips to clean, but like, it's all about mindset. And what we do is at the end of our life, we're tired, man. We're exhausted. And like, we say, like, here's a great example. When a man says, this was really expensive, I don't want to let go of it. Hmm. What he's actually saying is, hey, I worked really hard to buy this for the family and I'd like to be appreciated. And it's nothing to do with, he doesn't care about the item. He just wants to be appreciated. And so when I say start small, I'm trying to give space for the time of the appreciation. And you'd be amazed. You just say, oh man, you're right. This was a beautiful couch. We loved it. We had so many great memories on this couch. Thanks for working so hard. And then he's like, oh yeah, all right, get rid of it. I don't need it. Thanks. Like, you'd be amazed. Yeah. You'd be amazed.
Just acknowledge. Yeah. Just acknowledge it. Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up acknowledgement.
You tell a great story in your book because you mentioned a grandfather clock. You tell a great story in your book about a grandfather clock because it's a beautiful clock. It's actually worth a lot of money, but none of the children in this family want it because A, it's huge, and B, you know, it just doesn't fit maybe with their aesthetic or like the idea of like keeping this grandfather clock for all of eternity is just not in their vibe, right?
Well, there's items that just don't age well, right? And this grandfather clock, nobody knew it was worth anything. But they knew it cost a lot, and they knew it was important, and it was special, and it was ironically their grandfather's. But the adult grandma didn't want it anymore, the adult mom. None of the four daughters wanted it, and the grandkids were all too young. And so, but the grandmother really wanted one of the daughters to want it, and they just didn't want it. And that's okay, by the way. She didn't want it either. She wasn't taking it with her to her new community. But it was hard for them. And finally we said, hey, look, grandfather clocks don't sell well. It's going to cost me $300 to move it. So if you get $200 for it, someone picks it up, that's a $500 swing, right? I was like, take it as a win. And so we put it online, and very quickly we found out, like, the guy that made it had like been an apprentice under Thomas Jefferson. And so this thing went for like 18 grand. Don't quote me on the numbers. I haven't read the book in a while, but like it was over 15 grand. I remember that. It was a big deal. And all of a sudden now the daughters wanted it, right? When they found out how much it was worth. And it's not that they wanted their grandfather's clock, they wanted the cash. And so we told the mom, we're like, look, just, you don't know anybody anything. You offered this to the kids. They said no. Like, this is yours. You can sell it. You can do what you. And she's like, well, I'm going to take all the grandkids to Disney with the money. And then when she found out how much Disney was, she decided to take her boyfriend to Paris instead, which I thought was awesome.
That's
Which, dude,
hilarious. Yes.
is awesome. And look, that's what matters here, right? I tell all my clients, like, don't. If you offered it to your kids and your kids said no, then they don't want it. And that's okay. It doesn't mean they don't like you or they would do. They just don't want that specific item. And we'll talk in a minute on how to reconcile that. But like at the end of the day, if your kids say no twice, then they don't want it. And it's yours to do what you want with it. You don't need to feel guilty about that. The 55 and older generation carries an enormous amount of guilt with them. An enormous amount of guilt. Let me assure you, those of us under 55, we've read about it. We heard that guilt's a thing, but we don't have it. We care too much about ourselves to have that guilt. And you guys were raised that way. And so I do hate to see so many families not move forward, 55 and older. They literally will hold back. I mean, I see families like, oh, I'm going to save that couch. Why are you saving that couch? Well, my mom would be really mad. Oh, where does your mom live? Oh, she's been dead for 30 years. And I go, so you're holding a couch for a dead person because you don't want to upset them. And they're like, totally. Like, you want to know what guilt looks like? Oh, and I promise you're laughing because you do it, right? And I promise you, every viewer is listening, they're like, totally, oh my God, I do that all the time. And it's silly, man. These people loved you. They want you to have a good life. They don't want you to be held back because of a couch.
Well, and
You
I
know, like
like
it's
that
just
idea
silly.
of acknowledging, like, yes, you worked really hard. You bought the couch. We had lots of fun times sitting on the couch, watching TV, watching sporting events, and it's okay to let go. But thank you for buying
Or
that, for, yeah.
yeah, thank you. Or let's give it to another family that needs it more than us. I mean, think about that. Mindset switch again here. Oh, let's give this couch to a family that'll appreciate it as much as my mom did, or needs it even more, and they'll appreciate it. And let a whole new group of people have those same memories. And I think you'll see that as you donate things, it becomes a much more powerful thing for you. Donation is by far the number one tool in downsizing, by far.
This is 89.7 NPR News, and this is our membership drive, and we are asking you to support public radio this hour. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, and we have a wonderful book as a thank you gift. Keep the memories, lose the stuff. Declutter, downsize, and move forward with your life. This useful and informative book is written by our guest today, Matt Paxton. He is the host of Legacy List with Matt Paxton on PBS, and he is also the host of the Discovery Channel's Filthy Fortunes, which we'll talk about in just a minute. And he is an expert on decluttering and downsizing. You could get this book when you support public radio today at $10 a month at 866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org. I want to say thanks to Beth Crane from Columbus. Thank you for your gift, Beth. You can also make a contribution of $10 a month and get a one-year membership to Artifacts. It's an online tool that will help you create a digital catalog of some special items as you declutter and downsize. With this one-year membership, you can create up to 30 artifacts. So you can tell the story behind an object. You can add a picture, add a video, add some audio of you telling the story. And this membership also includes free valuations from Heritage Auctions. Get access to this storytelling and archiving tool for $10 a month or a one-time lifetime gift of $120 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. This is a great day to become a member of 89.7 NPR News. You'll be supporting the news and information you rely on and trust. And you can get a great thank you gift to help keep the memories but lose all that stuff you've been holding on to. The best deal we're offering to our listeners who want to declutter is the Matt Paxton Combo. $20 a month for the book and the membership to Artifacts. That's $20 a month to support this local talk show as well. You listen to All Sides for in-depth analysis of the most important issues of the day. We cover everything from the affordable housing crisis to the latest developments with Intel and Anduril. And there is no shortage of news coming out of Washington, D.C. in recent months. You listen to NPR to cover it all. You want to know what's going on. All Sides has been covering those issues as well. We look at things from an Ohio perspective. We cover everything that impacts life in Central Ohio. But there's also room for a show that takes a break from the news, a show like this one, about freeing yourself from clutter. These shows are important too. So if having a talk show that is truly covers everything is important to you, please make a gift today at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And we're talking with downsizing and decluttering expert Matt Paxton. Your newest show on the Discovery Channel is called Filthy Fortunes. So tell me about Filthy Fortunes. You call yourself a modern treasure hunter, and you're going into long-forgotten basements and attics to try to find something that's valuable. Where did the idea for this show come from? What's the premise?
Well, Discovery called me, and they said, you've been doing hoarded houses for 25 years. What's different? And I go, well, we sell the stuff now. And they said, why? And I said, well, people need the money, to be really blunt. And we're finding a lot of treasures in the back of the room. I mean, you think about it now, we're cleaning houses from 70 years ago. And that's the 50s. Mm-hmm. And then we're finding stuff from their parents. So we're finding stuff basically from World War II to now. And think about how life has changed in that time, right? And we find these really cool things. Some are really valuable. Like, I mean, we found a Mickey Mantle rookie card last summer. You know, that was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, even in not great condition. What we found under it was mind-blowing. And this was a house that was inherited to a woman in her 50s. It was her dad's and her grandfather's house. And we're cleaning it out, and one of my guys says, hey, who's Mickey Mantle? Or who's John Wilkes Booth?
Oh.
And I go, he shot Lincoln. Why? And he goes, I found his rookie card. And I go, I don't think John Wilkes Booth played baseball that I'm aware of.
That doesn't check out. Yeah.
It doesn't check out. And I walk over there, and it's a playbill from the Ford's Theater. And it's an old tin type, so it's about the same size of a rookie card, a baseball card. But it's signed by John Wilkes Booth, and it's like 3 months before he shot Lincoln.
Wow.
And he was just an actor, right? We were in Washington, D.C. We were in Old Town Alexandria. And we're like, holy crap. I mean, like, I just called them. I called an auctioneer, and I called the Ford's Theater. And I was like, y'all got to get somebody over here. And within an hour, everybody was there. And we're all just like, this is like real history, you know? And it was just, it had been sitting in a guest room closet for like 70 years. And I mean, it was just fascinating. And you just, what this show is about is finding those little hidden gems. And of course it's on Discovery. So they're going to make it like it's this massive treasure hunt. And I guess it is. I mean, we find gold. We find everything that you would find in a treasure hunt. It's just, you know, to me, the stories are the real treasure. And sometimes you find some really good, and we do. We find hundreds of thousands of dollars in people's houses, and it's just fascinating. But it's a great way to get our message out again, which is how people go find, you know, the treasures are out there. Sometimes it's just the story, but the treasures are there. And I love doing the show. We've been doing it forever. They just are featuring it differently.
And I read that it's kind of a cross between Hoarders and Antiques Roadshow. Do you agree with that analysis?
Totally. 100%. A lady said on my Facebook page, she said, hey, if Hoarders and American Pickers had a baby, it would be your show. And I was like, done. I love that. I'm stealing it. Like, it's a fun show. It's not heavy. We're just trying to find, we're trying to bring positive enjoyment to people. And we're doing it through encouraging you to just tell your generational stories. Mm-hmm. And we just find it through fun. And it's always fascinating to find out what stuff's worth. You know, the stuff you think is worth a lot of money is not. And the stuff that you don't think is worth anything usually is.
Do you come across people who have held on to something for a really long time because they were sure it was going to be worth money? And then you have to break it to them. Like, actually, no, there were
Yep.
A
The
million,
dining room.
millions of those made, and it's worth nothing.
The dining room furniture every time. The Yadros, the Hummel collection, the Beanie Baby. Beanie Babies is the poster child for that situation. But then, like, believe it or not, your Tupperware containers from the 70s sell very, very well. You know, your Corningware, your old Corningware does very well. Your baseball cards, your coins, your grandpa's stamp collection, and basically anything smaller than a bread box does really well. By the way, if you know what a bread box is, you probably got some cool stuff. You know, like, it's the smaller things, the things that can ship, you know, and the math behind this, the economics behind this is big items that cost too much to ship, so they don't sell very well. Small items are affordable to ship, and they'll sell all over the world.
And I mentioned one of our thank you gifts this hour is this Artifacts membership. So it's just basically the idea is that you can, if you have an item that no, kind of like that, going back to that grandfather clock story. So the grandma could have sat down and recorded like a video and taken some pictures of the clock and just told the story of it before she sold it, right? That's the idea.
It's a story recorder. I mean, I've used this tool in all the houses we clean. So we do this on TV, but I also have my business, Clutter Cleaner. We help people all around the country. And we love cleaning up houses for everybody. And it's those stories that matter, right? And so with Artifacts, you just take a picture of the item and then you hit the button, either video or audio. You hit record. And then you just tell the story in your voice. And so I always think about it like, man, I wish I had had that tool when my dad was here, because my dad could tell a story better than I could, right? And I'm a good storyteller, and my dad could tell a story much better than me. And I would love to have had my dad's voice to some of these stories, you know. And I think the items we use at most are like that, the mediocre art that you kept from your child when they were in elementary school, and you're like, oh, my son's gonna be an artist. And then he grows up, and maybe he's not Picasso, but you have boxes and boxes of your kids' art. You can document those items. You can take a picture. You can have a few of them. They tell the story. And then you can get rid of the items. You know, downsizing is not about getting rid of everything. Downsizing is about getting rid of the items that don't matter, so you leave space for the items that do. And so a lot of times you can just use a tool like Artifacts to help you clean out the space for the things that don't really matter.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our membership drive. Support a station that is part of your life. You rely on the station for important information. All Sides with Amy Jurevich has been covering it all. We brought you shows about the higher education bill, Senate Bill 1, K-12 education funding, the latest news out of Washington, D.C., and how decisions there are impacting Central Ohio. 89.7 NPR News brings you news and information you can trust to be accurate. Give now and support the coverage you count on. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This hour, we're talking about downsizing and decluttering with Matt Paxton. Make a gift of $10 a month and you can get his book, Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff. Declutter, downsize, and move forward with your life. This book is broken down into a step-by-step system. Step one is to uncover the stories behind the stuff. Step two is to define your finish line, such as moving to a smaller house. And then step three is called taking the first baby steps. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, and you can get this book as your thank you gift today. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This book is packed with helpful advice and information and will guide you as you decide what to keep, what to give away, and what to sell. And best of all, you're supporting public radio and getting a thank you gift in return. Again, that's $10 a month for this book at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Remember, we're listener-supported public radio. Listeners like you give what they can to support news and information that you depend on. And if having local news on the radio in Central Ohio is important to you, we're asking you to give now and support the talk show this hour. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You're also known for your show on PBS called Legacy List, and the show title is intentional because you talk about creating a legacy list in your book as well. This involves picking a few essential items that tell your story and keeping just those and passing those on rather than keeping everything. So tell me more about a legacy list.
So a legacy list is really it's a list of the top five items that matter most in your family. And it's really important for you to prioritize that list. And so I used to call it a fire list. It was, if your house burned down, what are the top five items that are going to be in your house? Like, what do you want to keep? And you know, it's based, and you'll read my book, it's based on the premise of, hey, the reason you hold on to things, I mean, I've learned this over 25 years. The only reason we hold on to things, we can justify a million reasons, but the only reason we hold on to it is because the people and the emotions that are attached to it. You don't hold on to your grandfather's chair because it's nice leather. You hold on to your grandfather's chair because you sat on your grandfather's knee in that chair. You know, you read a book with your, you know, you had an amazing life with your grandfather, and that, and your grandfather is a part of who you are. That's why those items matter. And so the legacy list is the space to prioritize those. And it really just lets you know, okay, these are the five items that I need. And so what I found is when you write that legacy list and then you share those stories, all of a sudden you can let go of the items for the people that don't matter, is that didn't matter as much. Like you've said, okay, I got my chair from my grandfather's watch. And so now when you go into your garage, you can let go of that red Folgers can filled with screws, a random assortment of screws. You can let go of your grandfather's National Geographic collection that's all wrapped in twine. And you can let go of all those, you know, boxer shorts that your grandmother shared, saved of your grandfather's because they were good rags, right?
Yes. Oh
Those
my
are
gosh.
not
Good. Yeah.
things, you know, and we're, and again, I use humor because you have to, but that
Yeah.
we all have those things. You know, you don't need to save everything to remember somebody. And so when you use the legacy list to prioritize it, it helps you let go of the things that just aren't as important because you've celebrated the person and the items that are.
How do you convince someone, 'cause if they hold on to stuff because they're sure it's going to be worth something someday, how do you convince them that it's not? 'Cause everything can't be worth
Yeah.
something.
Everything can't be worth something. That's a great way to say it. I let the math make that decision. You don't want to be the one that tells your mom that her Yadro collection isn't worth anything because now she's mad at you because you said it wasn't worth anything. You either pay an independent appraiser to come and do it, you're paying someone to deliver the bad news. It's actually an incredible tool. Or you let them look it up online, go to three or four different websites, and you see what it's worth. We go to realestate.net. That's one website. I go to ebth.com. It's another website. I don't, that's an Ohio-based company, by the way. They're out of Cincinnati. They're phenomenal. EB, everything but the house. It's the number one estate auction site in the
I
country.
was just going to ask you, EBTH is that's everything but the house. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and guess what they sell? They sell
Everything.
everything but the
Yeah.
house.
Oh.
Yeah, except the house. Yeah, it's a great company.
On the nose, on the nose. All right.
And it's a Cincinnati-based buyer, started by a woman back in the 80s. It's an amazing company. We use them all around the world, actually. And I don't, here's the one I don't use. I don't use eBay. And I think people find that interesting. eBay is very complicated. It's for sellers. It's not really for buyers. You have to be a professional to sell on there. If you do go on eBay and you look something up, just trust me on this. Make sure you list for what it sold for, not what it listed for. If you're looking for what it listed for, who knows? That's the seller hoping it's worth millions of dollars. What it sold for is the important number. But
So,
don't attach, sorry to cut you off. Don't be the one that tells your mom none of her stuff is worth anything, because then she's mad at you as the messenger. Let a paid appraiser, professional appraiser, or another website that's experts in selling that has millions of sales to show you that. And that's the number you want.
let's talk for a minute about paper. If you have people who like to hold on to papers, you know, when it comes to all of that paperwork that's a part of life, especially before the digital age, specifically documents, you know, all of them seem so important. When you're going through a house, what do you tell people to keep whenever you're looking at just stacks and stacks of a life's worth of paper?
So that really important Social Security card that they gave you that you're not allowed to laminate and it's printed on newspaper from 50 years ago, that's really important.
Yeah.
The identifications that can fit in one Ziploc that can go into a small safe, those are important. Taxes, anything under 7 years, over 7 years you can get rid of. Medical records, over 2 years, believe it or not, anything over 2 years you can get rid of. Architects and lawyers do have a thing where they're legally supposed to hold all these paperwork till a certain time. If your husband was an architect or a lawyer, you can have those items actually digitized, and then you can get rid of them. You can shred them, get rid of them. Shredding is the key here. Like if it's not needed, shred it for the personal information. I don't keep a lot of paperwork anymore, but I keep a backup of my backup. I keep a backup on the computer, on the disk drive. I'm sorry, up on a cloud, and then I actually keep it backed up on a disk drive that goes in my safe. So you actually want to have a backup of your backup. I think that's really the most important thing, because oftentimes your first backup gets destroyed or lost.
This is 89.7 NPR News. This is our membership drive. Remember, gifts from listeners like you are the foundation of our budget. We do not answer to commercial influences of public radio. We're not beholden to shareholders. We only answer to you, our listeners. Make a gift now and support this mission at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. I want to say thank you to Carolyn Potter of Westerville, who just loves listening to all of our programming. Thank you for listening, Carolyn. And when you make a gift of $10 a month, we have a great book for your thank you gift. Keep the memories, lose the stuff. Whether you're tired of clutter, making space for a loved one to move in, or you're moving to a smaller home, this book is for you. The step-by-step process in this book gives you the tools to get the job done. For example, the book will guide you through sorting pictures and documents, what to do with all of those photos, and how to decide which ones are truly important. Learn more in this book and support public radio at the same time. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. And another option at $10 a month is the one-year membership to Artifacts. This is a website service that gives you a digital way to organize your stuff and capture the meaning behind objects. This site will help you pass your stories down, not just the things. You'll be able to receive a one-year membership, which will allow you to create up to 30 artifacts. This is a great place to start with your downsizing project. You could tell the story of an important object using images, audio, video, and text. $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Or if you are really ready to tackle that decluttering project, you can get both items. Get the Matt Paxton combo for $20 a month as a sustainer. This is a great way to support public radio. $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 to get that Matt Paxton combo. Give right now, and your gift also supports the future of public radio. Listener support is the most important and reliable source of our funding. Give at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Matt Paxton is a downsizing and decluttering and hoarding expert. He's the host of the Discovery Channel's Filthy Fortunes, and he's with us today. I mentioned in that last little bit there that I was about photographs. Everything is digital now, but our parents and our grandparents have all printed photos in albums, in boxes. How do you know what to do with hundreds upon thousands of photos?
Next question.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, I will. No, let's talk about it. This is the hardest part, man. Pictures are tough because they're snapshots, literally snapshots of moments in time. And if you, this will blow your mind. Mm-hmm. An inch of pictures is 100 pictures.
Oh, wow.
So that's you've got a shoebox. Yeah, if you've got a shoebox, that's 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm rough estimating here, but think about this. How many pictures do you have? It's tens of thousands. Mm-hmm. So I do a very top sort, which is from the beginning. I get rid of four categories. I get rid of the duplicates, because all of us went through the 80s and 90s where you print it off and you got doubles.
They were free. Why not?
They were free. Yeah, free. So you get rid of the duplicates. Right? Then you get rid of the negatives. You've never used them. People gasp when I say that. Oh, but they're the negatives. I go, great. Have you ever used them? Hmm. Well, no. And those are from the 80s and the 90s. By the way, CVS was called People's Drug back then. That's when where you got them. You can let go of the, so you got the duplicates, I've got the negatives, and then generic landscapes. It's a beach. I don't know what beach it is. There's no one identifiable in it. It's a mountain. What mountain? I don't know. That's a river. What river? I don't know. Okay? That'll knock out a bunch of them. And then fourth category is people you don't know or people you don't like anymore. Believe it or not, we're going to go through, I mean, it's very quick. We're going to go through the duplicates, the negatives, the generic landscapes, and the people you don't know and you don't like. That will just about cut it over in half. It'll take it down to about 40% of what you have. And now you're going to make a decision upon what do you really want here? Are you keeping these for other people? Are you keeping them for yourself? I think your goal should be get down to 1,000 to 2,000 pictures, because the reality here is we don't want you spending the next 5 years of your life sorting through the past 20.
Mm.
It's kind of silly. You know, my son, I'll come back to the picture, but my son said something to me I have six sons, 11 to 16, and a 19-year-old girl.
Wow. And, oh boy, you got a lot going on there. Yeah, okay.
The guy from Hoarders Hoards Kids is always the joke. We are minimalists. We don't do stuff, but we have a lot of kids. And I would not put minimalism on everybody. But my son said to me, he goes, Dad, I read in school that the average man lives to 78. I said, okay. And he goes, how does it, you're going to be 50 this year. He goes, how does it feel to enter the last third of your life? And I thought, God, what a horrible way to look at that. But when currency is the most important, sorry, when time is the most important currency we have left, I mean, I don't care what you spent on the stuff in your house, your time is more valuable, period. And so it does make me think, okay, do I want to spend? And I took it further for me, like I want to, I always think that health, like health-wise, I think every day is probably my most healthy day, unless I drastically change my life, which I'm currently trying to do. But if I do, I really want to spend the last healthiest day of my life going through a bunch of slide carousels from Acapulco in 1983, right? From a job that I hated and an ex-wife that I don't even know anymore. Like, it's crazy to me that people spend so much time going through the past and they're not focusing it on the present or the future. And so I really want to see people like limit that time. And pictures is a place where we can get lost. I mean, save 100 pictures. I know that sounds crazy. That sounds horrible. How do I go from 10,000 to 100? Well, you just grab 100 and get rid of the rest. It's okay. I mean, you really, I want to make new memories. I want to take new pictures. I don't want to just be going through the past. And I'm really intense about this now, the older I get. I just am not going to waste the time that I do have on the past. I will celebrate. I'll spend enough time celebrating it, but I really want to make sure I go out and celebrate the new. And pictures is the best way to do that. Digitization is an amazing tool, but make sure that you're not digitizing 10,000 pictures, because a digitized clutter is still clutter. It still holds you back. It's still something, a task that you need to do, and it's still something that you can fail at and feel guilty for failing
And would you recommend, so say we do get these photos,
at.
say we have 10,000 photos and we get it down to 1,000 being more,
Yep.
would you recommend just keeping them in a box? Or do you tell people, because there's services out there where
Yeah,
you can
I
have someone
digitize them.
digitize them for
Yep.
you? Yeah.
Your time is worth more than that. Digitize them.
Don't put
If
them in a
no
photo
one
album. That'll take forever.
Don't put them in a photo album. If you want to send them and put them on, have them printed and give the books out, fine. That's cool. You can print them. And I don't have an iPhone, but I think they do that. I don't know.
But you
That's what
can,
I've been
yeah,
told.
if you pay someone else to digitize them, then you can more easily turn them into a book too,
Yeah.
because, yeah.
What I tell people is, like, I see families say, well, I'm going to digitize them, then I'm going to sort them per every kid, and then I'm going to have them printed out into books for each kid. And
Woo,
I say,
that's a big.
that's great. Or you could just have them digitized and give each kid a CD and let them do that. If they want to go through it, great, let them. Because I'd rather you be going out to dinner with your new boyfriend and go have some new memories. That's my opinion.
This is 89.7 NPR News, and you're listening to Matt Paxton. We are excited to have Matt Paxton with us today. Matt has spent more than 20 years helping people declutter and downsize. He hosts Legacy List on PBS. He hosts Filthy Fortunes on the Discovery Channel, and he's been a featured cleaner on Hoarders. And he has identified the psychological roadblocks that prevent us from lightening our material load. He has put all of those tips, tricks, and advice into a great book. Keep the memories, lose the stuff. Declutter, downsize, and move forward with your life. This book is our thank you gift to you when you support public radio today. This book will teach you to build a legacy list and show you how to keep what's truly important, what is deeply personal and means something. Make a gift of $10 a month. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thank you to Diane Strausser from Grove City. Diane, thank you so much for your gift of support. Diane writes that she enjoys WOSU every day. Thank you for listening, Diane. And your support today will help pay for all the programs that you do listen to every day and all the listening you'll do in the months to come. We cover the news of the day. We bring you national, international, and local news. But sometimes it's okay to take a break from the news. We offer shows on arts, culture, food, and interesting events happening in Columbus. It's important to cover the news, but it's also important to bring you all sides of life. If you appreciate this talk show that truly covers everything, make a gift today. You can make that gift in any amount. Every dollar makes a difference. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And if $10 a month fits into your budget and you're interested in downsizing your life, you can get a great thank you gift, Matt Paxton's book, Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff. Maybe get the book for yourself, or you can give the book to someone else in your life, maybe a helpful nudge toward decluttering. Give this gift and the gift of public radio right now. $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. You could get this great and helpful thank you gift and support public radio and make this hour a great success. It's truly a win-win. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We have about 9 minutes left in the hour. I'd love to hear from five more people to make a gift this hour, and you can make this hour a great success. So five more people in the next 9 minutes, we can meet this goal. We can make this membership drive a great success when you join us at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Now, Matt Paxton, I wanted to talk about if you have a message you could give someone who is maybe retired and sitting in a house with a lifetime full of stuff, what is your advice on whether they just leave it for someone else to deal with or if they should deal with it themselves?
Oh, boy. All right. This is interesting. I need to start with this. I want to say real quick, I want to say something to those that are listening that are thinking about donating right now.
Yeah.
If you're donating, I loved what you just said. Maybe you're going to give the book to somebody else. If you're going to give the book to someone else, don't tell them they need the book. Tell them, hey, I donated. I just wanted to support my channel. I donated to my local channel. They gave me this book. I don't need it. I don't know if you have someone in your life that needs it. I just wanted to give it away. Don't say, you're really messy and you need this. I've seen that happen quite a bit.
That'll backfire.
And by the way, Ohio is top 10 for downsides, top 10 markets in the country. In fact, Columbus is a top 10 market in the entire country. You have as many people, it's really unique. Columbus is a very unique market where you have as many people moving out as you have moving in. It's 50-50. It's a very rare occurrence in the country. So you have lots of young people moving in and lots of older people downsizing. And not necessarily moving away, just downsizing to smaller spaces. This is what I will say. If you are thinking about downsizing, some people will say, I don't want to leave this for my kids. And some people will say, I've literally had people say, I totally want to leave this for my kids. I don't want to deal with it. You know what? Whatever you're comfortable with. I mean, you have worked hard enough to make your own decisions. What my message is do it now. Don't wait. Here is I cannot tell you how many of my clients went to senior living too late and they stayed in their house too long. I had a client the other day just say to me, he said, man, I moved here too early. He was in a senior living community. He said, I definitely moved here too early, probably 5 years too early. He goes, I was in my early 70s. I should have waited till I was 75. He goes, I'd rather be 5 years early than 5 minutes too late. And I love that statement. I'm going to say this again. I guess you could take this in any part of life. He goes, I'd rather be 5 years early than 5 minutes too late. And the reason I really stress this is you have a choice right now. You can do whatever you want to do. You can choose to leave it to your kids. You can choose to move on. You can choose to do anything you want because you're physically and mentally able. Life isn't always that kind to us, and we may not have the ability to choose later. So start choosing now. Make your decisions to where you start to look at where you want to go. Start to be realistic where you want to go. The why. You hear me talk about the why a lot in the book. The why is, why are you moving? Are you moving to be closer to grandkids, better food, better health? Why are you moving? And start to get really clear on that, because I want you to really make that decision in the next year. I mean, that's the goal, to make the decision where you're going to move in the next year or whatever you're going to do. If you're going to stay at home, great. Let's start to put those things, you know, let's get healthcare. Let's get some devices that help us monitor our whatever you're going to do. Let's make a commitment in the next year to make that decision. Right. Let's not have another spring cleaning. But that gives us a year to figure it out. Right. And that decision would start today after hearing this message. So I just really want to tell people, like, you can do it. It's not as scary as you think. The book will really help you celebrate the things that matter most and start to move forward. I have never, ever had someone pay me to move them back. In 26 years, no one has ever said, move me back into my old home. What I do get every week is, hey, I brought too much stuff. Can you come by and pick up a few things for me to donate?
This is All Sides with Amy Juravich on 89.7 NPR News. And every day we bring you interesting conversations with people who are experts in their field. Today, the subject is downsizing and decluttering with Matt Paxton. And as you just heard him say, he is truly a downsizing expert. He understands the emotional component, the psychological component. And if you get this book as a thank you gift, it's going to help you keep the memories and lose the stuff, just as the title said. Support public radio, support in-depth local news, national news from NPR, international news from the BBC. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, for $10 a month, you can get the book, Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff. Declutter, downsize, and move forward with your life. The book is written by our guest today, Matt Paxton, and will give you a fail-proof approach to decluttering. The book will help you sift through years of clutter, let go of what no longer serves you, and identify the items worth keeping. Get this book at $10 a month, or you can make a one-time gift of $120 and support public radio today at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Also, for a monthly gift of $10 a month, you can get a one-year membership to Artifacts. This is a web service that will help you save your memories. Choose an object, take a picture, and add a story. This is a digital way to organize your stuff and capture the meaning behind the objects. Or you can get both the book and the membership for $20 a month when you get the Matt Paxton combo. Your gift in any amount supports public radio and supports this local talk show. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And make a gift right now before this hour is over. Your gift in any amount is so powerful. Listeners and members are the power behind public radio. I want to say thank you to Susan Judd from Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks for listening, Susan, as always. And thank you for making a gift of support. So four more gifts to go to meet our goal for this hour. We have less than 5 minutes remaining in the hour. We can meet this goal to hear from four more people. You know, sometimes the news cycle can seem relentless, and we've been covering it all, but there's room on this show to take a break from the news. Support All Sides today and support a show that truly covers all sides of everything happening in Central Ohio. Make a gift at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thank you to Lennox Stewart from Pataskala. Thank you, Lennox, for your gift. And Lennox writes that this is absolutely essential media, period. So thank you, Lennox, for your gift. That means we have three more to go. And Matt Paxton, we have just 2 minutes left. I wanted to just end on if you can give a piece of advice on, you know, just you were mentioning a minute ago, finding that goal. How do you help people just decide, you know, what is their goal? Where are they going whenever they need to leave their house and make that next decision?
So I'll tell a quick story because that's what I do. I tell stories. I want to be a grandpa. My kids didn't have grandparents. They all passed away. That's why I'm in this business. They had grandmas, but they didn't have grandfathers. So I want to be a grandfather. My kid heard me saying that one day, and he goes, Dad, if you want to be a grandpa so bad, why do you eat all that food that's so bad for you? Very loud message from my son. And he's not wrong. And so I started putting a post-it note, and I wrote the word grandpa on the post-it note. And I put it up in my room. I put it in my office right here. I'm looking at it right now. I put it up next to on my mirror where I brush my teeth. And my kids now see it. And a couple of weeks ago, I went in after I put the kids down to bed. I went downstairs to get my ice cream. I've gone from eating a bunch of ice cream to one spoon at night because I love ice cream. I went in there to get the ice cream out. And what did I see on the ice cream jar? A little note in my 11-year-old's handwriting that says, Grandpa. I want to be a grandpa, so I got to do the work to get there. My why is I want to be a grandpa, and I have to put it in my face every single day. I literally put it on a piece of paper on my wall. I want you to do the same thing. Whatever your why is, do you want to be a grandpa? Do you want to be closer to your grandkids? Do you want to have better health care? Do you want to have more friends? Whatever it is, I want you to be very honest about it and write it down, because every time you try to quit, you're going to look up and you're going to see that note. Every time I don't want to work out, I look at the note that says grandpa. Every time I want to eat more crappy food, I look at the note that says grandpa. Whatever your why is, don't let it make you quit. You can focus. You can keep focused. Focus on your why and get it done. If you do that, you'll never ever quit.
Matt Paxton, downsizing and decluttering expert, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening today. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. We're online at WOSU.org. I want to say thank you to Robert and Karen Merritt from Columbus. Thank you so much. That means we have two more gifts to go this hour to meet our goal. You can give right now $10 a month, and you can get the book Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff, Declutter, Downsize, and Move Forward with Your Life. Also at $10 a month is that Artifacts membership. The Matt Paxton combo is $20 a month, but your gift in any amount supports public radio. It supports this local show when you give at WOSU.org or you call 866-897-9678. I want to say thanks to Paula DeGrand from Columbus. Thank you so much, Paula, for your support. And we heard from Gary Johnson and Galloway. Thank you for your gift of support. Thank you to everyone who made this hour a great success. We truly appreciate you listening, and we thank you for your support. You could still join us. Make this membership drive a success. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Thank you for listening. This is 89.7 NPR News.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is threatening another tariff hike on Wednesday if China does not pull back its...
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.